You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. Choose a name for your new boat. When Dave and I bought our first cruising boat, Ketal, we didn't realize what a big deal a boat name is. Ketal sounded fine to us. It's a greeting in Spanish, the boat was in Mexico, and we kept it. Little did we know that we were about to live the who's on first routine. Every time we'd check in with a harbor master or marina on the radio, we'd have an exchange somewhat similar to this. Marina, 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 ¿qué tal? Hola, who's calling, please? ¿Qué tal? Hola, boat name, please? ¿Qué tal? Sí, hola, ¿qué tal? Please tell me the name of your boat. ¿Qué tal is the name of my boat? Oh. Okay. Other cruisers didn't quite get it either. Some would hear it on the radio as K-Tall and think my name was K and perhaps I was tall. I'm not. Others heard it as Quetzal, a Central American bird. Many Mexicans assumed that since we had a Spanish boat name, we spoke Spanish and would greet us with rapid-fire questions and conversation way beyond my where is the grocery store ability. So this time around, we gave a little more thought to the name. We wanted something that was easy to say, was easy to understand on the radio, people could pronounce it correctly when they saw it, people would know how to spell, there weren't a lot of other boats with the same name. We could only check names of Coast Guard documented boats, but that did give us an idea of how popular a name was. We also wanted something that reflected the way we see the cruising lifestyle. Fun, informal, and relaxed. It also had to be a name that we liked as our last name. We know that when you're cruising, you're known by your first name and your boat name. Only through Facebook does anybody learn your legal last name. We really weren't into puns. While we like them, they're hard to spell correctly. We also didn't want a cat reference. The boat is a catamaran, but we do have a dog aboard. And we thought about our mother's and sister's names. I'd seen what could happen. People assume that the woman on board is who the boat is named after, and they start calling you by that name. Much as I love my mom, I don't want to be called by her name. Note also that in some countries, there are other restrictions on boat names. Be sure to check your country's regulations. So as Dave and I drove, looking at boats, we made lists and lists of names. But none of us struck us as right. We had 2 pages of possible names. We kept listing them and crossing them off. Our list had lots of good names, but we just didn't feel like we'd found the name. Nothing fit. And then, on the evening after we made the offer on the boat we did buy, Dave came up with a name that just struck both of us as right. Barefoot Gal. I could tell you all sorts of reasons for the name. But really, when he said it, we both just knew it. And thus, today, I'm living on Barefoot Gal. And no, I'm not wearing any shoes.